Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 11th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 11 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, What Are You Waiting For? This week's story comes to us from Jeff Tipos and is titled $6 Kids. Find out more about Jeff at about.me/Jeffrey.Tipos. That's Jeffrey, G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, and Tipos is P-E-O-P-O-S. Thank you for listening.
I won't be able to start my story until somebody guesses the date of the start of this story.
May 1st, 1979.
Well, I'm going to give you clues. Everybody smoked everywhere. Lawn darts. Plastic clacker things.
New Year's Eve,
1984.
1983. 1974.
Close.
69.
Close.
74.
Now, when did the war, we pulled out of Vietnam somewhere around there. And I still have a piece of gum I swallowed in 1974. It's still in my stomach. I've heard that it's 7 years that it stays there. But in 1974, it was always raining in Tacoma, Washington. I could always hear at night, when it rained especially, the sound of boom and basically it was soldiers in the mud learning how to kill people in the mud. I had a friend named, I'm going to change his name. His name is Cole. Cole and I rode our bikes everywhere. We'd ride them up to Western State Hospital. The built in 18-something, it was abandoned. There were still beds in the basement. We could crawl in there. It was a scary place. Eventually, Brian and I... Oh, I actually gave the real name. You can't lie when you're recalling this story, I guess. I hope Brian's not here. So Brian and I, we had good homes. You know, my mom and dad were music teachers. Brian's dad was a sergeant in the military. But, you know, at that time, there was a lot of angst going on with Nixon, and our parents never really talked about it. But somehow that stress and that anxiety somehow came down to the kids. So Brian and I began to do a bit of mischief. One night we snuck out of the house in the middle of the night, and we had something called a funnelator. Does anybody know what a funnelator is? It's a funnel with surgical rubber, and you hold it, put raw water balloons in it, and it shoots 40 or 50 feet out. So we set up our post with our water balloons on this intersection with the blinking yellow, right by our elementary school. So we tied the surgical rubber to trees, and I got to be the, I don't even know what that's called, the artillery dude. Brian was the captain. He was always the captain. So I'm pulling it back. Volkswagen pulls into the intersection, comes through. Brian goes, fire, fire. What are you waiting for? Fire. I was a little late. It sailed off. It was supposed to splash on the window. It hit the back, the top of the Volkswagen, bounced straight up. All of a sudden, it stopped. The Volkswagen stopped. And four high school, they looked like paramilitary, I don't know. They were probably high school kids. long hair and all that. They started running after us. We ran and ran. Luckily, it was by our elementary school, and in the woods, we know those trails. We could just do that with our eyes closed. So we got away. Then we decided to amp up the level of our mischief. We would sneak onto Fort Lewis. Probably today we would be shot. We found all kinds of interesting things, like bullets, and once M16, I don't even know what the names of the guns are, but a bullet belt this long. And it was under my bed for weeks. And one particular thing we found was this tube. It's about this big. It looked like caulking. We opened it up, just powdered inside, put some on my back patio, and lit it on fire. And luckily, my eyebrows grew back. It was pretty incredible for two kids. So, Brian had a kind of a code of ethics in our mischief, and I subscribed to it. It was, make it inconvenient for the parents. Don't do any harm, but just make them work a little bit. So we'd sneak out at night, and we would go to unscrew the light bulbs just slightly, so that they would hair burned out. So Brian would say, there's four things they got to do. First, they have to see that it's burned out. Second, they have to take it out. Third, they have to put a new one in. Fourth, they have to throw it away. And we're 11 or 12 years old at this time. So anything that, throwing eggs against houses was not a possibility. So one day Brian could not go out, and so I invited another kid. I don't remember his name. And so we're out traipsing around, and I have to backtrack a little bit because this is live. Brian always wanted to break into the armory. You go, Jeff, what are you waiting for? Let's do it. Let's go get some real guns. So this kid and I are out. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We're running around. I'm telling him the idea that we only do stuff that is inconvenient. So I see him. It's about as far away as that top hat neon right over there. And I can still see him today. He unscrewed a light bulb and he threw it against the house. So we continue our night of debauchery, and all of a sudden I look over and there's a cop car. And I go, let's get going, let's go. We start running. We run down this hillside and I fall flat on my face. I think I still have that scar on my chin. But we could get away. We can definitely get away. Because we're 12 years old and these guys were chubby cops who couldn't run. But then this kid said, no, they're going to shoot us, they're going to shoot us. And I thought, they're not going to shoot us, but I stopped anyway. And it took the cops like 15 seconds to catch up to us, even though we were standing there. So, of course, they took us home. My dad was pretty disappointed. Needless to say, Brian and I never went out again. We went on to junior high, barely saw Brian. One day, I was in band, so I traded debauchery for musical debauchery. And One day, coming out of class, going to pick up my instrument at the band room, all of a sudden I ran into, it was tear gas. I knew it was Brian, because we had found tear gas canisters. We didn't do anything to it. So he tear gassed my junior high school. Brian eventually had to move out, or his family moved out. Mysteriously, his house burned up. Brian actually, I watched the principal take a bag of pot out of his locker. And the story is that Brian did break into that armory, found a hand grenade, and it blew up in his pocket. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and especially to the storytellers Jeff Peepos, Gabby Grant, Joe Stone, Pat Williams, Jack Rowan, Chris Latray, Acton Douglas, Georges DiGiorgio, Ray Richaud, Luke Morgan Algeier, and Joshua Slotnick. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for August 19th at the Top Hat. The theme, Busted. We'll see you then.